This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now into hour number two. Congressman Walter Jones, with big news on the move to remove Boehner, will be joining us coming up at the start of the next segment. Then we've got some major breaking health news. We're going to have a guest in studio on that subject. And then we're going to continue with open phones in the third hour, specifically dealing with what's happening in China, devaluing their currency almost 4 points in just the last 2 days to further undermine everybody else's finished goods, value-added products around the world, and really breaking the deal they have with the globalists to make them the major industrial city, because it's kind of a rollerball globalist model where different countries under globalism, one's a military country, one's the industrial country, one's the energy sector, one's the entertainment sector, media sector. So there's not war anymore to make everybody dependent. Well, the globalists just used that to consolidate power for themselves and then sold weapons in the back to destabilize things even more. So that's coming up. 12 signs that an imminent global financial crash has become even more likely. The story by Michael Schneider is excellent. It's up on Infowars.com. Did you see what just happened? I'm going to cover this in detail, but let's get into it right now. The devaluation of the yuan by China triggered the largest one-day drop of the currency in modern era. This caused other global currencies to crash relative to the U.S. dollar. The price of oil hit a six-year low, and stock markets all over the world were rattled. The Dow fell 212 points on Tuesday, and Apple stock plummeted another 5% as we hurtle towards the absolutely critical months of September and October. Yeah, if it's an organized, orchestrated collapse, it'll be in October so they can fearmonger, get things fixed, get a power grab package and a bailout package by November, and then still have a Christmas. But if it crashes in November or December, I don't think it's rigged then. And boy, it could go all the way. But don't worry, the elites are headed to their bunkers right now, but we shouldn't fearmonger. If we're lucky and can stop this or slow it down or have a smooth landing, then it's, oh, really, where was the global crisis, Alex? You only predicted it would come and it came, but it wasn't that bad. Don't you people sound like idiots now? And I wish I wasn't right. I wish I wasn't right about all of it. But we don't make stuff up. You know, knock on wood, I have never been sued for libel or slander. People threaten it, and then I just have my lawyers contact them and go, well, here's our evidence and here's our source. So you can sue our source if you want, who said another publication or a document. But usually we're just going off an admitted document, a court case, an admission. It's not us saying it. 95% of what we cover is open source intelligence. 5% is my analysis and where I think it's going. And that's proven very accurate. But it's not hard when you have a historical context. And the patriots worldwide, people that want stability, want decency, that are throughout the system, it's not just evil out there acting, operating. We've been trying to stop all this. So we're like holding the gate back with the enemy trying to come in. And you're like, you say there's an enemy horde out there. And like swords are sticking through the wall. And people are climbing over the parapet and falling on top people. And fireballs are shooting in. And you're like, oh, you claim there's fireballs. And then one flies over and burns their hair. And they're like, I don't see any fireballs as their hair's on fire. So you claim they're selling baby parts. Dead baby plops right beside him. I don't know what you're talking about. You claim Margaret Sanger's a Nazi? You're the racist. Salon said so. We wear pink sweaters and talk with a lisp. That means we're intellectual. Margaret Sanger was never involved in anything. And quite a Christ was not the Messiah, as Pastor Hazy says as well. We'll be right back.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcast on this Wednesday, the 12th day of August, 2015. Coming up, the shocking degeneration of the Chinese stock market and their currency, the yuan, and how that's going to affect the United States, with Congressman, former Congressman Ron Paul and others warning that the day of reckoning is coming probably this fall or this winter. And we have Gerald Celente, we have Harry Dent, we have Max Kaiser, we have Peter Schiff, we have a whole bunch of financial experts that have been accurately breaking down what's coming, joining us this week and next week. Joining us now is Representative Walter Jones, jones.house.gov, and 28pages.org, and of course he is a congressman serving his ninth term from North Carolina, and he joins us to break down the huge development that he and others have been spearheading to try to remove Speaker Boehner from his position. If we could get rid of Pelosi out of leadership, Harry Reid in the Senate, People like Boehner, when he's not playing golf with Obama, he's defending Obamacare. We can't defund Planned Parenthood. We can't stop partial birth abortion. We can't control the borders. We can't keep the power plants on, even though there's no law to shut them off, because Boehner, whether he's blackmailed or whether he's paid off or whether he's had a lobotomy, we don't know. But with a Republican speaker of the House like this, you might as well just put Nancy Pelosi back in there. At least we know who she is. So Representative Walter Jones is here to give us the inside baseball. We're very thankful to him on what happened last week and the fact that this could still happen if people get behind it. And this could be a real game changer. I don't have to tell the audience that if we're able to remove these rhinos out of the power structure. And then we'll look at federal lawsuit could reveal the contents of 28 pages omitted from 9/11 report implicating the Saudi government quarterbacking the operation. And, of course, Congressman Jones has been exposing that. Now they're saying take out Assad to defeat ISIS when ISIS is al-Qaeda, Saudi Arabian funded. This is the Republican and Democratic leadership playing on the ignorance of the public, saying take out Assad, who has been fighting al-Qaeda, to stop al-Qaeda. So just incredible. Walter Jones is an expert on this as well. Thank you so much for joining us, sir. And please give us an update on exactly what's happening, because the mainstream media is not covering the fact that Boehner is in some trouble, isn't he?
Yes, and Alex, thank you. It's always an honor and pleasure to be on your show, and I appreciate you telling the truth to the American people. And on this issue, let me, for those that may be not as familiar as you are and I, we in the Congress have been very frustrated by John Boehner and the fact that he does not follow conservative principles. You can blame President Obama for spending money, but he can't raise the debt ceiling unless we in Congress pass legislation to allow him to raise that debt ceiling. So let me go to where we are now. Mark Meadows, who is also a congressman from North Carolina, he's from the mountain area. I'm from the coastal area. And we had been talking for months now about what we could do. We tried to get into a second round back in January with Mr. Boehner, trying to get 29 votes to send it to a second round, and then maybe we could get him out by in January. That did not happen. So the frustration has continued. And we met about 5 or 6 weeks ago, Ted Yoho from Florida, Thomas Massey from Kentucky, myself and Mark Meadows, talking about what can we do, what kind of opportunities do we have as members of Congress to bring the Congress back to the people. It's their house, not our house. And so Mr. Meadows came up with this idea of vacating the chair. So he and Thomas Massey worked together on a resolution. It's H. Resolution 385. 385, H. Resolution 385. Your listeners can go on anybody's website, mine or anyone else, and find this. Let me read two parts of this very quickly to get us talking, Alex. The first is this in the resolution, whereas the Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 114th Congress has endeavored to consolidate power and centralize decision-making, bypassing the majority of the 435 members of the Congress and the people they represent. Just another one. Whereas the Speaker uses the power of the office to punish members who vote according to their conscience instead of the will of the Speaker. And the last one. Whereas the Speaker continues to direct the Rules Committee to limit meaningful amendments, to limit debate on the House floor, and to subvert a straightforward legislative process. They're just three of the eight whereas is in the resolution by Mr. Meadows. Mr. Massey, I, and Mr. Yoho have joined him in co-sponsoring this resolution. Why I am honored and pleased to be on your show again, Alex, is that any of your listeners, whatever state they might be in, if they would call their member of Congress, all of them are home now for the next 3-4 weeks, actually, and call them and ask them, but tell the person that answers the phone to remind that congressman that he or she could join in this resolution to vacate the chair. And if we can get enough votes, what will happen? We will have a straight up and down vote on who the next speaker should be to replace John Boehner. And we really, I have nothing against the speaker personally. He's a good man personally, but he is not a policy leader. And we need to return this country back, this government back to the people.
Again, Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina joins us. You can go to jones.house.gov and read the bill. We just put it on screen. You can also read the Daily Signal article. Conservative congressman seeks to oust John Boehner as House Speaker. Look, you're a gentleman, and I respect that. I know Boehner reportedly is very nice, very charming, very friendly. But then he will viciously, as you mentioned, through his whip and others, you might explain how that works, go after members of the House that don't follow his orders. So I don't care how nice he is when he sticks a knife in your back. He needs to be removed, whether it's on partial birth abortion that we had the votes on, or whether it's Obamacare, or whether it's shutting off the power plants, or the open borders, or the debt limit. I mean, this is one of the – I mean, he makes Newt Gingrich look good, and Gingrich was a sellout. This guy is completely out of control, and we need to start a hashtag like Fire Boehner. Let's put that out at Real Alex Jones. Fire Boehner, and then let's link to the resolution that's linked on Congressman Jones's site. But there's the headline from Politico, House Conservative Seat, John Boehner's ouster. And let's get this moving to hashtag Fire Boehner. I mean, we've recalled Republican governors that act like this. We've recalled other people. I mean, it's outrageous just on Obamacare alone. But explain to people how all this parliamentary procedure works. Because I know they were going to bring it up for a vote to try to kill this bill. I'm told they then learned they didn't have enough votes to kill it. Since then, I've been trying to follow it. Explain to us the Byzantine machinations.
Okay, Alex, the H-Resolution 385 is now in the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee will be the committee that will determine to send this back to the full House, meaning back to the floor of the House, for a vote. And you're exactly right. The day after Mark Meadows put this in, Mr. Boehner's people were thinking about go ahead and bring it out of the Rules Committee, back on the floor, and kill it before the August break. You're exactly right. What happened was that the Jim Jordan from Ohio got word to the leadership that if you try this, you might be embarrassed. Because let me remind your listeners of this. Every member sitting on the floor of the House will have a chance to vote, to vacate the chair, and then that would mean there would be another vote for the Speaker of the House, and it would be a new person if that happened. So that's where it is. And so what we're trying to do, the ones I have mentioned, Yoho, Massey, Mark Meadows, and myself, Walter Jones, we're trying to get on as many shows, people who have a national audience like yourself, to talk about this issue, because there's so many things going on in Washington that it's not the people's house anymore, Alex. It's controlled by money. It's the special interest house, not the people's house. We want to have a Speaker of the House that will let us do our job and represent the people of our district being threatened.
Well, again, I'm going to skip this network break because we just have you to the bottom of the hour. Congressman Walter Jones joins us. And I tell you, it's very humbling, sir, and quite frankly, borders on obscene for you to be thanking myself for having you on when you're the one going up against this mafia. You're the one exposing Saudi Arabia and 9/11. You're the one doing this. And I know you don't like praise, but people need to be praying for you. You've got a lot of courage. And quite frankly, you're doing some things that even Ron Paul wasn't doing when he was congressman. He went after the Federal Reserve. You're going right at the heart with some really dangerous people. So please don't thank us, sir. We want to thank you for working so hard. And again, it's not about praise, but folks need to understand the position you're in, working so hard, doing all these interviews, helping get the bills out in the face of this guy and in the threats. Let's talk about how Boehner threatens people and the way he twists arms to keep things like Obamacare afloat.
Well, Alex, let me give the Trade Promotion Authority, TPA, which was a vote about 3 weeks ago, maybe four now, and I think this is what really brought us to a head, to be honest about it. We had the votes on the rule. As you know, a rule has to be voted on by the House before you get to the debate on the bill itself. We actually had the votes to kill the rule. Mr. Boehner and the president wanted this bill to pass to give the president the Trade Promotion Authority, meaning he could bypass Congress with any type of treaty, and all Congress could do is to vote up or down, no ability to amend it. So we would give away our right to amend. So let me go back to the rule now. You have to have a rule that sets the parameters of the debate. So we had the votes to kill the rule. Three members of the Republican House who had been in the WHIP organization had voted with us on this rule. What happened a day later? They were kicked off the WHIP team. That's not a big thing. Then we've had other members who voted against Boehner who were denied the right to go on these overseas trips with other members of Congress, meaning Republicans and Democrats. I have a bill that is a minor thing in a way, but let me explain it very quickly. A dear friend of mine, a 55-year-old federal bankruptcy judge, died suddenly of a heart attack. We have the courthouse here in my district. We wanted to name the courthouse for this judge, Judge Randy Dabb. He's a Republican, but the Democrats, everybody said he was a very fair-minded person, and they won't move that bill. I've got it through the committee, but they won't move it to the floor of the House.
So what they do is they won't move your bills. You want to go out for trade for your state on these trade missions. They won't let you go. They basically cut you off. But bigger than that, it's Boehner's been caught, as you know. It's been in the news with the Democrats meeting with big think tanks and big lenders and big donors on how to go after the Tea Party. So he's been quietly, while telling the Tea Party to play nice, he's been trying to kill the libertarian constitutionalist movement that could save this country. I mean, I've got to say it. Boehner is worse than Benedict Arnold when it comes to selling this country out.
Well, you're right. And Alex, let me say this. The point is that when we are elected to represent the people of our district, we're not sent to Washington to be a puppet for the Speaker of the House. And that's one thing this resolution, I hope your listeners will look it up, H. Resolution 385. We're there to represent the people of our district, the people across this nation. No one should dictate to our conscience how we should vote. And if I have a minute or two, I'd like to explain something that happened recently.
Please, sir, you got the floor.
Okay. We had a bill two months ago that the Republicans brought to the floor of the House that would allow the mobile home companies, in writing their contracts to someone that wants to buy a mobile home, to raise the interest rate from 8 to 11%. Warren Buffett, who is a billionaire, in his financial portfolio owns 91% of all the mobile home businesses in America. And I could not vote for that because in my district, the eastern part of North Carolina, we have over 45,000 mobile homes where people are living. We have people every day that the best they can do is to buy a mobile home. I could not raise the interest rate from 8 to 11 on that person trying to buy a mobile home to help Warren Buffett become a million, have more millions going to his billions.
And let's not forget, he gets billions and 0% rates and is the biggest recipient of the banker bailout while he lobbies for regulations that actually make it more expensive to be able to get affordable housing because he basically controls the regulators and is exempt from it. I mean, this guy is a monster.
Alex, that's why we need to change the leadership of the House. We need somebody up there in that position that understands that those of us elected from districts in America, we represent the people of this country, not the wishes of the special interest.
You know, it's funny you mention that. They used to have these payday loan laws, especially in the South, left over from the end of the Civil War. And now they allow like 20-30% interest and stuff a year, just ripping people off. I mean, it is shameful what Congress, but also these states have been doing. So I commend you for that. Bottom line, we've got a shot at least wounding him politically and scaring him to back off. But I think from other folks I've talked to, and correct me if I'm wrong, Congressman, we're pretty close to actually being able to unseat Boehner if the people get behind this.
Alex, if the people would get behind this and call their member of Congress during this next 3 to 4 weeks, tell them about H. Resolution 385 and ask that member of Congress to join those of us who have put our necks out there and say that we need to return the House of Representatives to the people of America. That's why Donald Trump is so popular. I mean, really, people are frustrated and fed up, and most of that frustration and being fed up is with Washington, D.C.
And then he acts like he's from the outside, and they start worshiping him. I mean, I like a lot of the stuff he's actually saying. My only concern is is the fact that he wasn't like that in the past. But people change. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Let me ask you that question. What do you think is going to happen to Trump if he runs third party and helps Hillary win, or if he drops out and plays hanky-panky? I hope he realizes that he is going to be anathema.
Well, let me say up front, I have already endorsed Rand Paul. That's my choice. And the only thing I was trying to make the point with Donald Trump is that the frustration is deep. The frustration is so deep that, and I can say Bernie Sanders, look at the crowds he's drawing. People
sure.
are just tired and fed up. And one way we can change the direction of the this direction is to replace the Speaker of the House. And if, again,
yes.
if your listeners would follow your call and my call, and pick up the phone, call them members of Congress, H. Resolution 385, and let's return the House back to the people of America.
I agree, Congressman. In the 3 or 4 minutes we have left, I just want to make the point again before we get into the situation on the 28 pages, we have some breaking news there, that basically getting a good speaker would be like winning the White House. The Congress controls the purse. It controls what bills can move. The reason they're able to get this agenda through is they have Republican leadership working with the Democrats. This is as big as the election, removing Boehner and getting somebody good in there. And I think to get rid of him, we need a few members of the House to stand up and say, I want to be elected, and this is what I'll do. I think if people challenge him and we get the leadership to not just go after him, but people say, you know, here's a field of folks, here's what we pledge to do,
yep.
maybe a coalition of 10 members of the House to say, any of us can be Speaker, vote for us, here's our pledge, then you'd see a grassroots movement, and we can unseat him. So hopefully you've been moving the ball. What do you think of that idea, sir?
Well, I think it's a great idea. The one thing that you know and I know, if anyone that would like to offer themselves as a Speaker, they want to know that they can win this first step, and the first step is to vacate the chair.
So you have to at least get it introduced to open the idea of being able to have the vote.
No, absolutely. If we had this vote on the floor of the House and there would be people that would be smelling the blood, so to speak, they would start offering themselves up as a possibility. I think there would be at least 3, 4, or 5. If they thought
sure.
that Boehner was going to be taken out of office, they would offer themselves. It would happen that quick.
So it's like fishing for sharks. We got to get him on the line with the vacate the chair boat. Then we can haul him in and gaff him.
There you go.
In closing, sir, shifting gears into your dangerous and valiant move that's now exposed in headlines all over the world with other members of the House, that Saudi Arabia quarterback 9/11, you've seen the pages.
Yeah.
More of this is coming out. U.S. ex-intelligence chief came out and said on ISIS's rise, it was a willful Washington decision to back them against Assad. Now Jeb Bush is saying, and Obama is saying, they're going to start bombing Assad to, quote, stop ISIS. That's the craziest thing I ever heard. What's your view on that?
I agree with you totally. And if my brother had sent 4,000 Americans to die in an unnecessary war, I don't believe I'd be making those statements. I'm talking about George Bush going into Iraq. We never had to go into Iraq. It was manufactured intelligence.
Sure, and Jeb at first defended it. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do. I'm being kind of rude, but I'm going to tell you, we had no business going into Iraq. Taking out Saddam is part of the problem that we got with the Middle East right now.
Well, sure. Look at what we've got is Saudi Arabia, again, with its proxy army taking over, and now the White House has announced bombing of Assad, who's fighting the Saudi Arabian proxy army.
Well, Alex, that's why Jim McGovern and I and Barbara Lee have been pushing John Boehner to let us have a new debate and vote on the authorization of military force. They complain about Obama this and Obama that, but they're letting him go just decide whatever he wants to do to expand the war without any action of Congress. And Madison said it is the legislative branch that will debate and discuss the justification for war.
Yes, sir. Well, again, everybody's got to get behind this. People want to spend all their time about the election. That's fine. Controlling the House, getting a patriot in, that is the key. We've got good men and women up there. Let's do it. Let's get behind it. Thank you so much, Congressman Walter Jones, jones.house.gov. And give folks that resolution number one more time.
H Resolution 385.
385. Thank you so much. And please,
thank you, Alex.
Please come back soon, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless Walter Jones. Let me tell you, that guy is soft-spoken, but he's a real patriot and a real man. What he's doing is very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. You need to pray for him.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I wonder so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Hank Williams.
Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
We are back live. I'm Alex Jones, your host.
I saw the light. I saw.
Thank you so much for joining us. Andy Gucciardi is here to talk about the economy with us. Great InfoWars analyst and writer for InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and also StoryLeak.com. After he leaves us in the entire third hour, we're going to open the phones up and really dig into what's happening to the global economy. But most of the world is in a depression. Other areas that aren't in full-bore depression, I mean, that's admitted the world's in depression, are in serious recession. But now the economy's so rigged under globalism that it's selected. Like in a mega city like Austin that's been chosen as a smart growth example of saying, oh, it's a boom because they adopted globalism and the other cities adopt, and like Spain did, and it, you know, totally collapses. So this is an incredible time to be alive, and we're going to be going over 12 signs that an imminent global financial crash has become even more likely. China could trigger the biggest financial rout since 2008. All the exact same policies, they just intensified it. Well, yeah, you give them diplomatic immunity, unlimited money for what they engineered, they're going to do more. You mean I get power and unlimited money out of too big to fail? Well, I'll do it again. And it looks like they're going to do it 8 years later. So we've got that. China's currency devaluation could spark a tidal wave of deflation. What's next? A China housing crash. Financial Times of London. And again, if you are a longtime listener, you've heard this over and over again, but back when nobody else was covering. And I want to be so clear on this. We're not up here high-horsing, going, look, we told you we were right. The point is, we know what we're talking about. Where'd you hear about fluoride being bug poison first? Where'd you hear about glyphosate giving you cancer first? Where'd you hear about Planned Parenthood and baby parts first? Where'd you hear about the New World Order and a planetary government plan and that the Vatican was going to endorse it soon? Here. And their whole program is about keeping you in the dark. I mean, I go back to this analogy or this example all the time. It's happened many times where I'm talking to Rolling Stone or I'm talking to the Wall Street Journal or I'm talking to the LA Times or I'm talking to Nightline, Good Morning America. I mean, to the point now, when they call, Newsweek just called, wanted to come down here last week and do some profile on me. And I said, I'll give you 20, 30 minutes over the phone. I don't have time to sit around and have you around my office where you guys act like, you know, for your piece, you came and did an investigation. That's just all part of the play acting. Just go do your own theater. Make up whatever you want. I don't care. And they'll sit there and go, so you believe there's a world government being formed? And I'm like, yeah, let me show you 50 quotes and clips. And I'll show them clips. They go, oh, Gordon Brown is talking about another world government than you're talking about. The host of ABC Nightly News for Nightline in that control room looked at me, and I showed him clips. And he went, yeah, they're talking about a different world government than you are. And then they had the piece and said, Alex believes there's a plan for world government. No, I don't believe jack squat. I don't believe the Pacific Ocean is off the coast of California. It's true. I don't believe George Washington was our first president. I know it. I don't believe fluoride's bug poison. I know it. I've read the books by these people bragging about how they're doing it to us. That's how stupid they think we are. And so the nightmare can end the minute we wake up to the fact that there is a globalist predatory plan against us, and the normal action is to get aggressive, to get upset, and politically take our cities, county, states, and federal government back, and then to have grand juries. If they're going to indict Dinesh D'Souza for campaign finance, for a crooked, you know, fingernail, believe me, the globalists, Hillary Clinton, all of them, can go to prison, too. Hillary Clinton's been raided by the FBI. That's what they did. They said they raided her hard drives. No, they raided her staffers' offices. And sure enough, it's full of classified crap. Petraeus told his girlfriend in Pillow Talk, obviously, in my view, you know, somebody's an operative in there, sex ops, about some classified stuff, so he got indicted. I'm not defending Petraeus, but that's just a witch hunt. Hillary takes money from third world dictators at the State Department to her foundation, totally illegal on its face, and then takes the export ban off weapons. She shipped the weapons to ISIS. We had Tosh Plumlee on 2 years ago telling you, before it was even the news. Now it's all admitted. CIA whistleblower. What I'm getting at is not just me as a host, I'm nobody, but my crew, our guest, our analysis, we are the tip of the spear. And I only say that because the enemy knows that and has got dirty tricks ops going in overdrive right now, which I'm not whining about. I have to be put in the arena with these people. I love it. I want to be in the thick of the fight. The point is, you need to just know there is a fight going on, and we got the folks here like Walter Jones, who's exposing the Saudis quarterback 9/11 with criminals inside the government, and there was a stand-down order. Do you realize how dangerous that is? I'll guarantee you they've sat around and talked about blowing his plane up when he's on an aircraft. I guarantee it. Killing him's been discussed. Killing Rand Paul's been discussed. Killing me's been discussed. Killing Matt Drudge has been discussed. Killing Joseph Farah has been discussed. You better believe in these criminal councils. And why they haven't done it is they know it'll blow up in their face if they do it. But they may get so cornered, a nuke goes off in a major city, and then it's just a footnote. A bunch of people had heart attacks or died or got hit by cars. That's how this works. And let me tell you, the minute that happens, canary in the coal mine, Katie bar the door, there's a full-on depression, war with the Russians, war with the Chinese. If they go that far, folks, they're going all out. Because John Corzine, former head of Goldman Sachs, that's the top of the pyramid financially, he took people's money, $2 billion of other people's private bank accounts, and made 40-to-1 bets. These people are insane. They're insane. They're mentally ill. And I just sit here watching the phantasm, the fantastical bizarreness of having hundreds of books on our bookshelves, hundreds written by them. Tragedy and Hope, Eco-Science, The Technotronic Era. Written by Kissinger and Quigley and Holder and all of them just bragging about it. People keep asking, people are not going, actually, this guy says it's true. This is, I'm seeing all the interviews going, whoa, this stuff's actually real. Well, everything he says, exactly. You can go read it for yourself. They thought you were so dumb. Criminals always brag that they write books that only the academia read laughing. It's like Gruber. When he went before not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six that I saw, academic boards with other top professors and then to student groups, to PhD-level student groups, teaching them how to lie. That's what you get a PhD in now, is how he was so proud of his deception. That's how dumb they think we are. They go on C-SPAN and talk about lying to people and giggle and look at him. He's got a little neck and little weak eyes. Can you imagine just, get that guy in the arena. Here's your baseball bat, punk. You want to run around scamming people and double and triple their prices and laugh about it? You're a real man? Pick up the baseball bat, scumbag. We'll find out who really's ready here. Those people couldn't walk around in America 100 years ago. Think that's funny, screwing people over? I don't think it's funny. And they tell lies everywhere. They write books, the same thing, how they're screwing you and your family, how they're screwing me and my family. Well, I'm sick of getting screwed by a bunch of scum. That's the worst part. These people are weak and they're stupid. But we're too naive to admit the truth. Excuse me, Anthony. I got you in here to cover some news, and I kind of went on a rant. Let's talk about the economy, the state of the world, and the fact that we as a liberty movement, not just this show. This show is just, in a composite eye, one of the big nodes, but we're just a small part of it. We're just a focal point of what's already beneath the surface. The liberty movement needs to be arrogant. We've learned that from Donald Trump. When you're right and you're confident, they call it arrogance, but it's really the fact that you know you're correct. We were right about everything. You were right about it when you got laughed at by your family. And it's time to say, we told you so. Now, are you going to listen to us now and get out of this? It's another stupid Terminator line. Come with me if you want to live. It's coming down to that. And I'm not telling you, come with me and raise taxes. Come with me and do what I say. Come with common sense in the Republic and Americana and low taxes and local government and decentralization and family and liberty and freedom and sovereignty and honor. It's not come with me if you want to live. Come with me if you want to thrive and not be a slave. The globalists are like holding a beach ball down. You know the human ingenuity that's taken us to space and all the culture and science we've got and ancient societies that could build incredible things they say can't be built today? Pure bull. The globalists all day want to suppress human ingenuity, human dynamic spirit, because it threatens them. Anthony, what's your take on the state of the world?
You know, it is time to join the party of reality, and it's time to join the new paradigm of reality, and it is infuriating because it seems the more crazy things are, the harder they are for people to believe, just like Hillary Clinton doing all these things. It's almost like none of it matters at the end of the day because everyone's being drawn into her paradigm of debate. That's why Trump, and I don't want to get into Trump again, but...
They try to control Trump. The debate.
Yes.
In their little crap house.
That's why Trump is so victorious, and that's why we are so victorious, because we won't...
That's what I did on CNN. That's why that one event... With Trump, it's like the CNN thing with Piers Morgan every single day, because he just gets off the script. He doesn't go in their paradigm. That's what we can learn from Trump.
It's like a coliseum. And there's a huge coliseum, and in one corner there's a cage with a lion in it. And they say, come on, I'll fight you right in that cage. Come on in the cage, guys. It's totally fine. We'll fight in there. No, I'll fight in the rest of the coliseum and have fair ground. But if you fight them in their own manufactured paradigm, their politically correct, weird, fake paradigm where everything...
And that's why their paradigm gets weirder and weirder and crazier, and you can't say boy or girl, because they have to overturn reality in a freak show to beat us.
Because they want to make you look crazy if you're upset. Period. If you're upset.
And so we need to get upset. No, screw you. We are upset and it's normal.
Yep, it's true. Breaking out of the mold, it's almost like a physical mold around us. When we get angry, we get upset, we get passionate, we can do things. And the ultimate weapon of these people is to fight our passion. Even if it's just passion for your life or passion for painting, whatever it is.
They want us depressed and unhappy. No, I have passion. I'm a winner. I love it.
That's right. If you have passion, you can do anything. Period. I mean, that's why people gravitate to leaders. That's why people like this show. You obviously have tons of passion. That's why people on the debates with Trump and all these people, anyone that has passion, people want to follow, people want to listen.
They call it narcissism. And it's true. I'm narcissistic for humanity. I'm into winning. I'm a team player. I like people doing good.
You care more about an idea than yourself, and that's what you have passion for, and that's what people can see. And you have that because we're right over and over again. Just like you were talking about sodium fluoride, there was a study that cavities aren't even prevented by water fluoridation, period.
That's worse.
Now we're insane. We're, you know, conspiracy theories, but it's being proven over and over again. All this stuff is happening. You had Harry Dent and others on your show, and you were saying over and over again, China looks like it's going to collapse. You said it like 55 times. Ad nauseum, right?
6 months
and
ago.
And now it's happening. And it's you're upset because you're impassioned because all of this is true and all this is true.
Because we're going to be in the middle of a total depression with armored vehicles rolling around and the bankers posing as the saviors. I can see it all.
And who cares who's right at that point? That's the issue. Who cares who is right? The point is the anger is not about being right. It's about wanting people to get impassioned about this and care about it now, even at the most fundamental basic levels. And I think it really comes down to a mental shift. And I think throughout history and all these subjects that we're going to talk about, one thing is true. It's called emotional leverage. When you care more about possible failure than the comfort of what you have right now, that's the only way we can make a change. When we get more...
Well, the Pentagon admits they can't take over a group that even has sticks and stones if the people believe they can't be defeated and never stop.
That's it.
That's why I say resistance is victory.
That's it.
That's an Alex Jones quote, because it is.
If you would rather succeed and endure that pain than fail, that is the only way we'll succeed. But people would rather be comfortable in their life and lose all their cash and get taxed to hell and get beaten by the...
And pretend they're winning.
And pretend they're winning and be in their little fake artificial comfort zone.
America was great compared to other countries because people didn't want to be pushed around. Still some of that went on, but people would kill before they'd be slaves.
Yep, that's right. They had passion. They had ideology. They had fur. They had everything they needed to do whatever they wanted. That's why we're the leaders in every single sector, every single industry. Now we don't have that. We've been desensitized mentally. We've been broken down, and we're sitting here. And
the globalists knew what made us great, so everything they push is the opposite.
Why do you think so?
The nerve to attack men heading homes. That's how you decapitate a species.
I mean, just a small fragment of this. So in the 1950s and 1960s, we knew full well that gut health was the center of everything, and even the 40s and 30s. But for some reason, oh, we forgot all about that. Everyone's on antibiotics. No one cares. And now everyone's getting mental illness. One in two people are going to be diagnosed, 50%.
That's because the gut makes the chemicals your brain operates on.
Of course. And guess what kills gut bacteria? Monsanto's Roundup, herbicides. McDonald's kills pretty much all of it.
Turns out Gates 30 years ago did all the research with his Microsoft money, and they're running the whole op.
Yeah,
I hate that bastard.
Yeah, the antibiotics and everything. thing and the vaccination type compounds. So all this is crushing you, and then it's making you mentally ill. And, of course, then you're sitting there lobotomized, not knowing what to do. And it's all about awakening yourself. It's all about empowering yourself and having...
And these little mad scientists, like, sitting around how they screwed everybody over and how 1 in 25,000 had autism, now it's 1 in 58. They're like, soon 1 in 3, and it's game over. Because that'll collapse society when 1 in 3 has to be taken care of.
Yeah.
I mean, they really know what they're doing, man. I got to tell you.
At the end of the day, you know, it's kind of an issue of we've let it come to this point. Now we have to decide we're not going to anymore, or it's just going to continue.
I want you to get into the new health news when we come back. But let's just briefly, we don't even need to plug it, but it helps fund the operation. The problem is it sells out so quick that we can't get it, so it doesn't really fund the operation. We got a bigger shipment coming in 2 weeks. BrainForce is back in. Tell folks briefly why its ingredients are so special, why it has such rave reviews at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the new flagship InfoWarsLife.com product for a reason, because it has the natural compounds like Bacopa herb extract, Alpha GPC, has a number of ingredients that are actually considered prescription medication in Europe. But not to get into that, the key about BrainForce is it naturally activates your brain. It gives you sustainable, real energy. It powers you up. Personally, if you're going to sit there and you're going to let yourself be docile and be unhappy, that's your choice. I believe funding the operation is absolutely essential while getting awesome products like BrainForce. I helped develop it. The chemist.
This gives me the same feeling of after I've, you know, climbed a mile-tall hill.
Yeah.
I mean, it helps me climb hills, too. I mean, it's just amazing. I've taken two of them today, and I'm going to stop now. But BrainForce, tell people briefly when we come back about some of the other ingredients in BrainForce. Then we'll get to the news you came in here about. And I'm not sorry I went wild. I'm waking up. I'm breaking my conditioning. I'm free. We're on the march.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
BrainForce will end up selling out, but then we were getting a big shipment in. This was just the first end of a large shipment because the laboratory couldn't make enough of it because some of the ingredients hadn't come in yet because they're so certified, so organic, so clean. You've got the testing, the certified studies, the links up on InfoWarsLife.com. And what's great about this is we can bring you the very best nutraceuticals out there at extremely affordable prices compared to major competitors, sometimes a third as much as leading competitors that aren't even as good, get great reviews, create a huge base of customers that will fund building InfoWars into a larger, stronger media operation. I'll hire four or five more reporters, four or five more writers. I'll have people all over the world all the time reporting. We'll really take action. We'll start other shows. We'll start other TV and radio shows. I mean, if there's other folks better than I am, I'll put them on air. I mean, we want to take action here. And thanks to you, we're getting the word out. Supermel Vitality was sold out for 2 months. It's back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. No, this was sold out for 2 months. Supermel Vitality for like 3-4 weeks. It's all back at InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase does fund the operation and hundreds of other great items at InfoWarsStore.com, from high-quality non-GMO seeds to shortwave radios to films and books and Patriot apparel, InfoWarsStore.com, and a subsection of it is InfoWarsLife.com. I want to hit some of these other stories here, Anthony, but before we go any further, mention some of the other ingredients that are in BrainForce.
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the ones I'm most excited about, your mate leaf powder. So I know you used to drink yerba mate pretty much every day. Now you just pop a Brain Force. It has the extract. It has the power.
For whatever reason, it's better, though.
It is better. This, to me, I rave about a lot of these products, but I'm taking Brain Force every single day. It is really powering me up. I mean, it is sustainable. It's not like an energy drink where you drink it and you kind of crash and you feel a little jittery and weird. This is, I would say it's a warm energy, if that makes sense. It's not, it doesn't freak you out. It
makes you confident.
Yeah, it does make you confident. Then we have the phosphatidylserine. This is the one that we had such an issue getting. So it is responsible for a lot of functions in the brain, but what it does is it works on cell structure. So this is why it was so hard to get. It used to be harvested, had to be harvested from cow brains. Okay, this is how far people were willing
to go. And you don't want that because of spongiform encephalopathy.
Right, obviously. So we can get it from cabbage now. That's what we're doing. But people were willing at one point in nutraceutical history to go into cow brains and extract this because of how strong it is.
And your brain's made up of it.
Yeah, it's essential for the cell structure. And then we have hyperzine A, and that's super. I believe my brain's working at 200 RPM right now thinking about it, because hyperzine A, I believe, is going to be turned into a pharmaceutical drug in the very, very near future. And I've already read numerous studies and articles on that because it's so powerful. I believe hyperzine A is one of the key components that actually blasts your brain into overdrive with this formula. But hyperzine A, we're looking at this because we're concerned we might have to take it out if it does become a drug, because then the FDA will have domain over it.
They already have in Europe, and they're saying they're trying. It could be within a year.
Yes. So that's why I'm concerned. That's why I'm stockpiling this, and I'm hoping we can get as much as we can before that may happen.
It's incredible that it's also hard to get this stuff.
It is.
That's why we're always having shortages. Believe me, I want to be able to just sell whatever we have.
It would be better to get more, that's for sure. But
then we could fund the operation, because it's like, oh, we sold out a month's worth in 2 days, but it's still the same as a month.
Yeah.
Because we can't get it.
Right.
So we don't get the money we need to fund the operation.
Yeah. And I mean, in the meetings that these, you know, you come in, you say, hey, when are we going to get this? And I feel bad having to say every single time, well, the manufacturer had to delay another 2 weeks, another 3 weeks, another month, whatever.
And it's not just you. I've called around, you know, because there's only three of them that are, you know, the highest quality, trustworthy, and they're just backed up. But we're getting better. InfoWarsLife.com. Now, do 5 more minutes with us before I get the number out and cover economic, world, and military news that's huge in the third hour and take calls. Tell us what's coming up in the next 5 minutes.
We're going to talk about some of the countries that just banned GMO crops. Some that are looking at it. This new bill that would ban GMO labeling in the United States and what we could do about it.
So very exciting news. We're on the march. The empire is on the run. Walter Jones and others are moving to remove Boehner. That could be as big as the presidential election. That's why they never mention how powerful it is, because then folks would focus on their weak spots. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.